Okay, mobile.
It's KO4PXB.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, off to a DOT physical. My favorite thing to do every year.
Probably guessing that you put that on your calendar with big stars and big smiley faces.
Oh, it's a celebration. No, it's not that bad. It's just kind of a pain to do it. I mean, just something else on the schedule to do.
Yep, I truly understand that. Having to do things for work like that when in the job that you actually that you do.
I try to stay away from doctors as much as possible. Even though I'm not sick when I'm going there, I just don't like being in there.
Nor do I. Like I said, I'm pretty much healthy pretty much all year round. I'm on zero medications, and like I said, I'm 57 years old and on zero medications and don't need to be on any. It's not that I'm just not taking them. I just don't need to be on any.
That is a blessing for sure. I'm the same way. I'm not quite 57, but I'm the same way. I don't take anything.
The only thing I found out that I'm allergic to is stupidity, but there's, you know, as it stands right now, there's no pill or anything that you can take for it.
Then we have to build up an immunity to that ourselves.
The only remedy I've found out for the dealing with stupidity is to put myself in timeout if possible.
Find yourself a good book to read while you're in timeout.
Like I said, I'm reading the book for Band of Brothers, so it's definitely a good book. And also, I just finished the one that We Were Soldiers.
It is a good book. I have not read those. That needs to go on my list to read at some point. I think my boys have read it. I'm not sure. At least one of them have.
They are truly great books. It's definitely a lot different from the movie.
The case on all of them.
How long is your physical going to last today?
It's about 30 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how quick they get through everything. And that's with me sitting in the waiting room. Or in the different rooms. I'll see the nurse first, then I'll wait on the doctor to come in, and then he'll do a few things, and then I'll wait on the nurse to come back and sign off the paperwork and let me go.
Just thinking out loud, they probably have one main focus on probably the blood pressure and situations like that, what medications you're on, and your eyesight. Just thinking out loud.
Yeah, they do. They don't take blood, but they do take a sample and check. I don't know. Well, I don't even know what they check in there. Have me do a few movements and check my eyes and the blood pressure. And usually I get myself worked up. I don't like doctors, so my blood pressure usually goes up a little bit when I'm there. And as much as they worry about it, even though it's not even over the limit, some of the people I see out on the road, I don't understand how they even pass their physical, because there's no way their blood pressure is as low as mine, especially the way they can barely walk into a building. They have to waddle in, and they're breathing real heavy, leaning on this counter in the bathroom to wash their hands because they can barely breathe just from walking into the bathroom.
Yep, I definitely would wonder that same thing. Probably withdrawing out of blood, they'll probably run a sample in testing later on to see if people were using pretty much drugs for a long period of time, and then get back with that person or report it.
Not on the DOT. I actually had a drug test 2 nights ago. A random drug test. That's the third one I've had in all these years. I was on the way to work. They called me and said, oh, by the way, you're having a drug test when you get in.
that drug test, did they have other people there, or was it you as a, yourself as a random?
He had to go other places, other buildings. I think he went to Spartanburg to get a few, but I was the only one there in Greenville.
I know when I was in the military, which is truly different from most places, if they're looking for somebody, they'll sit there and get a whole bunch of people, and then that person that they know that's more likely going to come up, you know, hot on the for the drug test.
I have an issue. In the 33 years I've been there, they had one guy that had an accident, and they did a drug test. This was in package, and they found prescription drugs in his system, painkillers. But that's the only one I know of in all those years, at least in my building. There's not been any other kind of illicit drugs or anything ever.
That's what the military does when there's a major accident like that with a soldier getting hurt. First thing they do is they'll control that person and then bring in the medics and so to give them the drug test.
Standard with us as well, if there's any kind of accident.
Yeah, one of the things I always told my soldiers to come in well before 2 and 3 in the morning, or at least quit drinking prior to coming in at that point in time, because if you're drinking up to the 3 o'clock time frame and then you get up for PT or work at 6 o'clock in the morning, you're still under the influence of alcohol, and now you're working, and sometimes you're even still drunk on duty. And you don't ever want to have an accident like that where you're still drunk on duty, because if it's, especially when somebody that's in charge of that person, they should definitely not let that person work and have them make up that time later on for work. KO4PXB. Shane, I'm not sure if I lost you.
Yeah, Peterbilt pulled up beside me, and I don't know what he was putting off, but my radio totally went crazy. I couldn't hear you, and I tried to let you know I had to wait a minute, but I'm away from him now.
I figured it was something like that. Did you hear my conversation about the soldiers coming in sometimes at 2, 3 in the morning, and especially I'll let them know to, when they're going out, to stop drinking well in enough time for that alcohol to get out of your system, instead of coming in at 3 in the morning and when they're still drunk on duty.
Most of that, and that's probably good advice. Years ago, when I first started with this company, we had one of the things in the contract was we couldn't drink 8 hours before our start time, or we had to stop drinking, or whoever was drinking had to stop within 8 hours of our start time. Well, they changed that to 4 hours a few years ago, and there's nothing in it that says you can only have one or two. It just says don't drink after or up or within 4 hours of your start time. And I'm thinking, man, if somebody wants to drink, they can really put a lot in their system, and 4 hours is not going to really affect that much.
There's definitely truth. That's why when I know soldiers are, if I find out that they come in at 2-3 in the morning, and I've even seen soldiers come in at 5:30 in the morning, and so I just assume that they're definitely under the influence of alcohol and truly have not had enough sleep. So I'll sit there and just let them take a sick day and then have them make up that time later on.
Pretty lenient of you. I don't know of anybody in our, again, in all the years I've been there, there's been one guy that lost his job because DUIs, and that wasn't on the job. He was off the job, but I don't know of anybody that's had an issue while they're working, but maybe somebody's been hiding it. Anyway, Lloyd, I'm about where I'm going this morning. Hope you have a great day. Enjoy talking to you. Be careful out here in the rain, and we'll talk to you again. KO4PXB, N4ZFK. I hope I got that call right.
You did. may sound lenient, but definitely to keep a soldier from getting hurt or killed. But that, you know, soldier that was taken, take that sick day, definitely made it up, and it was definitely a lot worse on them having to make up that time than just a regular work day.
Yeah, make them regret it. Make them realize it's easier just to do what they're supposed to do. Talk to you later. N4, is that okay?
Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.